This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Good to have, or it's great to have, our great friend, Randy Carancy, back with us. E-Bike of Colorado, 544 Front Street in Louisville. Their number is 720-739-0299. It is ebikeofcolorado.com. Good to see you, sir.
Good to see you, Scott.
Man.
How you been?
The months have gone by here.
Yes, they have.
Yeah, so it's good to have you back in the studio and all. Man, it's hard to believe the close of another year, huh?
It is.
Time has gone quickly. Absolutely
has.
So you're wrapping up year number?
Five.
Year number five.
So we started July 1st, 2017. So you know, it's mid-year. Mm-hmm. So five and a half years.
So, man, when you look back at when you're thinking, I'm going to open an e-bike store, what's a couple of things you've learned through the 5.5 years that you wish you would have known then?
Wow, that's a loaded question because I've learned a lot. You know, I was never really a cyclist or, you know, did much with cycling.
Sure.
And so I've learned a lot.
Yeah.
You know, Scott, we talked about this, but we started with 12 bikes.
I know.
And now we stock over 700 bikes in our stock, 100 on our showroom floor for test rides.
Yeah. No, I was in there a couple weeks ago, and I was like, my word, this is wall-to-wall bikes, man.
I know. It's
awesome.
So that's a little bit of a shocker. It's a humbling experience.
Sure.
On my end, I have to admit, I mean, I had no idea we would become the largest in the state, the largest e-bike dealer in the state.
Yeah.
Man,
and it's a competitive field, man.
It has gotten extremely competitive,
sure.
You know, and we talk about this obviously amongst ourselves, but you know, the online selling and purchases of bikes, and then people, it's difficult sometimes to get them serviced, to get them assembled, you know, all of that. When you buy a bike from us, of course, we do all of that,
sure.
Right? But they buy it online, they're going to save a buck or two, they think.
Yeah.
And then they try to get it assembled, and then there's a part that's broken or something. And some of those parts are proprietary.
Sure.
And it's hard to get them.
Yeah.
And then service after the fact. I think that's a huge thing to address. And if you don't have qualified e-bike mechanics on staff, sure, they were a bike mechanic first and foremost. We know that,
sure.
Right? That's what we look for. And then they've learned the electric side of it. And some of them are more complicated than others. We've got some bikes that are very, very, very specialized type bikes that we service. And it takes a lot of, I mean, people just come to us for that bike.
Sure. Absolutely.
And some of those we don't even sell. We don't sell the bike.
Right.
We just service those particular high-end bikes like that.
Yeah. Well, so one thing, and I know, and I mean, you mention this every time that you've been in, and even in, you know, just conversations off air, you always talk about your staff, and glad to have one of your staff members with us. We'll make it simple for everybody. Evo, right?
Hello.
All right,
yeah,
man.
Here I am.
Good to have you.
Thank you.
All right.
Glad to be here.
So, Randy, you talk about the skill labor and having this, you know, from the sales end. I mean, that's kind of a different person. But then to have these guys in the back, so to speak, man, I mean, super, super important. Because you know what? Like you say, bikes have changed over the years from what we all grew up riding. And when you get in these e-bikes, there's a lot of stuff to it, right?
You know, and the interesting thing about it, you know, our sales staff is extremely knowledgeable. They are very, very dialed in. They know the competition as well as all of our bikes that we have, our 18 brands that we stock. That's great, because once they start riding a bike and we get them on that test ride, you've been on that test ride.
Sure.
The bike starts to sell itself. Of course, there's questions and, you know, a lot of those types of things at the sales level. Once We do a free tune-up at 250 miles. Once that's done, you know, when do we change a chain? What about the rotors of the brakes? What about the hydraulic system? What about the electronics? How about updates on software? Right. You don't get, you buy a bike on the internet, you're not going to get that. You know, you, and then, so our service staff is highly trained. Mm-hmm. And Bosch is one of our bigger motor systems and for our mid-drive bikes. But everybody in the store goes through a Bosch certification. Of course, the service people spend much more time there, right? That's where Evo and his team come in to play, right? And without that, that's a key factor. Mm-hmm. And it comes with a lot. These guys spend a tremendous amount of time. And, I mean, Evo can talk to some of that. You know, you run into a situation where you do have a problem from sure. time to time. Yep. And you've got to have good communication with the manufacturer, and you have to have a good skill level.
Right. It's important. Randy Cranchy is our guest, owner of eBike Colorado, as I mentioned, in Louisville. And Evo, his lead, I guess, bike technician is in. And so, Evo, tell us a little about yourself and, man, where you're from and how you ended up in Louisville with eBike of Colorado.
Well, it's a long story. I come from very far away, been in different places. To make a very long story short, the mountains brought me here. You know, it's a beautiful state to do all the activities that I like to do.
Sure.
And jokingly, back in Florida, which is where I lived before, in a completely different industry, I used to joke around, you know, what are you going to do when you move to Colorado, if you move to Colorado? And I jokingly would say, I'm just going to work in a bike shop. You know, I really love bikes. I've always worked on them since I was little, you know, and I said it as a joke, and, you know, I happened to go to eBike of Colorado to buy some parts, and I talked to Pete, and I asked him if they were hiring, and next thing you know, I was working for a shop, and it was a little bit of a dream come true for me, you know. I only knew e-bikes from a more motorcycling side, because that's kind of more okay. where I come from. But I didn't know about like these pedal-assisted e-bikes, and I fell in love with them immediately. Started working on them, and since I'm a mechanic-minded guy, you know, it's like it's just more to a regular bike. I mean, regular bikes seem pretty simple nowadays. You know, after you work for so many e-bikes.
Sure.
So that's kind of how I got there, and you know, the e-bike thing has been great. You know, it's been an eye-opener for me. Mm-hmm. I like toys, and this is definitely one of those toys that I have in my garage. And you know, and I ride regular bikes, I ride e-bikes, I ride motorcycles. There are different toys, you know, and they're all amazing in their own way, you know. So I was hooked from the beginning. You know, I started working on them. I was happy to be a bike mechanic and be able to do this. And little did we know, this was going to turn into a huge business, you know, and, yeah. and a huge success. And it's one of those businesses that the more fun you have, the better you do, you know, like, mm-hmm. It's, you're selling bicycles after all, you know, it's like not a crazy serious thing, you know, it's like, you're selling fun. So it's great. It's a great feeling. And then as far as the mechanics go, you know, like I was always a mechanic. I love doing it. Love to learn and learn more, you know, and this was one of those things that gave me that opportunity. Different bikes, different motors, different systems. It's just, you know, a lot of training to do, but it's great when you sit in front of a bike. And sometimes, you know, we get the support from the manufacturers, and they give us a great idea of what we should do in a particular situation. But a lot of times it comes down to your knowledge and kind of going mm-hmm. through the steps to kind of find the issue. And that's kind of the intangible stuff, you know. It's yeah. like, you know, it's you get to a point sometimes where nobody really knows what's going on, and you have to kind of physically do, you know, the steps, and that's the fun part for me. And you know, it's like we got this bike that was dead, you know, and nobody knew what was wrong with it, and we found it and we fixed it, and we have a happy customer. So,
sure.
That's kind of what it's been in the past. I've been with the company for 3 years and three and change, and that's basically what it's been. It's been a mm-hmm. crazy fun roller coaster. Of learning and working and seeing success and you know, everything that comes with hard work, basically.
Right. Well, I can tell you mentioned the success of the store, and I will tell you, not a show goes by over the year that Randy has not brought up the one of the main reasons for success is you, you know, and
and
when I say you, the staff, and but you too. I mean, you know, I mean, there's a lot to learn about this, and you know what, as an owner, Randy, I know, man, you can't know everything yourself as an owner, and boy, to have people that want to learn, first of all, to have employees is a good
yes,
thing, right?
But, exactly.
But to have somebody hungry that wants to learn and wants to do good and wants to help your customers and wants to, you know, see everything be successful, man, that's hard to find today. So
it's so important, and, you know, we're almost like a family,
yeah,
right? And you start to... people start to appreciate each other for mm-hmm. what their skill levels are. There's no way in the world do I want to have my hands in every bit of that.
Sure.
I know enough, probably, to be dangerous. And Ivo, I want to ask you one question because I don't want to miss this. Where are you originally from?
I am from Chile. I'm from Chile, all the way down in South America. And obviously Colorado is pretty similar to what Chile was, you know, with seasons and mountains and all that stuff. So that's kind of, you know, I feel a little bit like at home, you know. I lived in Florida for 20 years, so it was great, and it has a lot of great things, but this is definitely more of what home feels like, and that's why I'm here.
It is hard to beat Colorado, man.
It's very hard. And I traveled all over the world trying to find a good place, and this is pretty great.
Sure.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the service end of a minute. So, again, I mentioned it's a highly competitive field. You know, we could go on a computer in 2 seconds and buy an e-bike online somewhere, okay, and not know anything really about it.
Yep.
And so there's so many advantages of what E-Bike of Colorado offers, as you mentioned, boy, the test rides, and not just some sidewalk to ride down for 100 feet. I mean, you've got trails right there where you can really get the feel for the bike. So
yep.
I mean, there's nothing to replace that experience in finding the right bike. But then, you know, when the bikes are there and they come out of the box, and you know, some may come more assembled than others, whatever, but I'm telling you, there's got to be a lot of, and I'll use the word tuning because I'm not a mechanic, there's got to be a lot of tuning, adjusting, and setup and everything to get that bike 100% ready for that customer.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you brought it up, because it's a pretty important topic, and it's being ignored more and more nowadays as we move into the whole internet thing, you know. Bikes are not 100% ready. They're definitely not. They might be put together mostly, but they all require a lot of tuning and a lot of adjustability. You know, a lot of bikes, there's some brands that are better than others, and they come a little more set, but every bike, including the high-end ones, might need a software update, which is something that you do 90% of the time because they need it, you know, as they have been packed in a box for a few months, you know, there's updates. So that's things that they need. Brakes are a big thing, you know, especially for more of the more budget bikes, you know, they usually come with not the best brakes, and they're completely out of whack. They're completely rubbing, you know. There's a lot of bikes come with disc brakes, and they have discs that can get bent in packing, and people never get to see that when they buy a bike from
sure.
our store, because by the time they get it, the bikes are perfect. But when you get them out of the box, you know that you have to replace rotors, which is a disc, basically. You have to straighten them, you know, and it's a lot of work, and if you don't do it right, basically you start wearing pads out, and you don't know that everything is wrong until your bike is really, really wrong, you know. So they definitely need attention. I encourage anybody, even if you do buy the bike online, is to take it to a bike shop and have them assemble it for you, because it needs that kind of attention. We have seen tons of bikes that are built by the customers, and they might have the things in the right place, but there's a lot of things like, you know, loose headsets, which is like where your handlebars are.
That is not a place you want loose.
Exactly.
I'm not a mechanic, but handlebars are not what you want loose.
Yeah, we've seen some pretty horrible things, and there's been some customers that have walked in, and they go, hey, I built my bike, can you just tune it? And we go, we need to rebuild it. And they're like, why? And I was like, because your suspension...
Because you're facing the wrong way.
Literally. Literally, we've seen that. We've seen that over and over, and and they see that, and they're like, oh, wow, now I see what you mean. And it's like, yeah, that's exactly what we mean. And we take the time to do it. We take the time to test ride the bikes. Like, when the customer gets it, it's 100% full, and that's what it's hard to kind of teach people that, and you know, sometimes they learn the hard way, and that's kind of where the value really is. It's like having somebody who really knows what they're doing, take care of the bike, make it right and safe, mostly.
Sure.
You know,
It's E-Bike of Colorado, 544 Front Street in Louisville. Once again, their number 720-739-0299. And Randy, you guys are open 7 days a week for that customer convenience.
Yes, sir.
All right, that'll work. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break, come back. Randy's going to tell us a little bit about some of the sales they've got going on and a little bit more about how important this skilled labor is that you'll find at E-Bike of Colorado. This is Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Thinking rates are too high to buy a home? Wish they were in the threes or fours? Well, your wait is over. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With a 3-2-1 buy-down, you can now purchase a home at 3.193% first year, 4.913% second, 5.913 the third, and the remaining years at 6.913 with an APR of 6.985. If rates go down, refinance and save even more. On a $400,000 loan, your monthly payment would be over $748 a month less the first year, $511 the second, $262 the third, with a total savings of over $18,000. Before you buy, take AIM, 720-895-0500. 3-to-1 buy-downs available up to 95% loan-to-value. If you're thinking about home ownership, now may be the best time to purchase. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Own your new home and save thousands in payments. That's 720-895-0500. 80% LTV, 30-year fixed, 6.985% APR, 740 FICO, primary home, rates as of 11/16, NMLS 298191, and rates subject to change.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for being with us. If you're just getting in the car, turn on the radio. E-Bike of Colorado is in the house. We've got Randy Carancy, the owner, and also Eva, one of his skilled technicians there that helps get that bike just the way you need it when you're ready to take it home. So, Randy, when we talk about that, let's kind of talk about the purchase process a little bit, okay? So, and I mean, I can go through this because you did it for me, but I mean, but what I liked about, I wanted to go through every step, you know what I mean? And I appreciated your staff doing that for me, just like for any other customer. So, first of all, getting to ride the bike on the trail, which I mentioned, I mean, that's huge. And but I liked, you know, the interview questions too. So I call it the interview questions because, I mean, you got to find out what that person's expectations are, what they're looking for, because sometimes that conversation go on, you find, okay, I don't really need that. That probably is not me, you know, so that really helps too. So kind of tell us just a little bit about the process.
So you went through that process, mm-hmm. and it's one of those things where we want to know, like you said, we want to know what your expectations are. What type of riding do you do? Where are you going to ride? Are you just going to ride the trail systems around the area? Are you going to take it in the backcountry like maybe you
right.
do? So that's really, really important. And then that also helps us guide you towards certain types of bikes. You know, maybe a throttle-type bike or a mid-drive type bike, whatever works for what you're talking about. I don't know if you know, if you know this. So I think we put you on a throttle bike to begin with,
mm-hmm.
and then the next thing that they said, because it's a just try it business
sure.
that we have, we said, why don't you try this mid drive? We put you on mid drive, and you came back and you go, yeah, it feels more natural,
mm-hmm.
like a more natural bike ride, but I really like that throttle because in the backcountry, you're never always going straight downhill. You're always
yeah.
going up a little bit and then
right.
you're going down. So. And that was the best move for you, but we wanted to make sure that you had the options placed in front of you so that you could try them and
yep.
see what works
Absolutely.
Best for you.
Mm-hmm. So then, you know, you pick out the bike, and most of the time you're going to have it in stock there. So then what are we looking at as far as Evo doing his thing to the bike and then the customer getting it? So
you know, depending on the time of the year, right? It usually takes us between 24 and 48 hours to prepare that bike, even though we have it in stock, just because
okay.
of the way the stores is busy. But when you get that bike, no shortcuts have been made.
Yep.
You know, we talk about the service. Every nut and bolt has been torqued to the manufacturer's recommendations. That's something that you don't see a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of bike shops don't even torque it because they have this idea that, I already know.
Sure.
We'll tighten that bolt up. But we follow the manufacturer's recommendations because that's where we mitigate our risk, right? There's always liability. Here's the other thing. You come from Colorado Springs or from Fort Collins or from the Western Slope or from the eastern part of the state or out of state.
Right.
If we know that early on, we can a lot of times bump that up in the queue so that that person, let's just say Colorado Springs, okay? That's a day trip. We'll build that bike for them. Then we'll send them out to lunch. We'll get that bike prepared and all of the fine-tuning that needs to be done. They may get it at 5 o'clock that afternoon.
Sure.
But you know what I've said, Scott, you never rush your mechanic or your proctologist.
Because exactly.
You don't want them saying, oops. So it's a fun store. So people, you know, Louisville's a great little community.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got all kinds of stuff cool around you.
Yeah. You can spend some time.
Right.
And most people do appreciate that. So we can't always do that, but for the most part, we can. Even in the busy seasons, we work towards doing that way.
Right.
And I want to touch on rebates. You know, you're hearing a lot of the state rebates, the city rebates, Denver and Longmont, and all these different places. You have to live in that city to get that rebate.
Okay.
We honor every rebate that is offered. Louisville doesn't offer a rebate. So my residents of Louisville, they don't have an opportunity. You come from Denver, and there's a $400 rebate, we just take that right off of the price of the bike. Right there. You don't have to wait. You don't have to have a voucher. We'll do it for you. We have a lot of bikes on sale right now. Some of them are as much as 10% off, and some of the higher-end bikes, that's substantial.
That's a good discount, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? Let me hit that real quick.
Yeah.
Keep your train of thought. But a lot of times, you know, this time of year, everybody's looking for these, 70% off, 40% off. Folks, let me tell you a little bit about retail, okay? Those are off prices that product, I promise you, has never sold for, okay?
Yeah.
Those are off of a manufacturer's suggested retail price, not off of what I call an everyday price like at your store. So when you do $400 off for rebate, that's $400 off of your good price already.
Absolutely. Now, we don't ever stack discounts. But
sure.
Because the bike's already discounted right now, especially this time of the year. But that doesn't compromise any type of service that we offer. We still give you the club member, which you get 20% off on all the bicycle accessories. You still get your free tune-ups at 250 miles. You get you really get two tune-ups because the first tune-up, yep, is out of the box.
You're right.
Then you get another one at 250, and then depending on how the person rides the bike, you know, you might need a chain replaced because you're putting so much pressure on that chain, where somebody that's not as aggressive rider, they may not change that chain for 1500 or 2000 miles even.
Yeah, cuz everybody's different.
People don't understand that, and there's a lot of bike shops, a lot of e-bike shops out there right now that will not service bikes unless you bought it from them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's reasons for that, and there's good reasons for it.
And you have to understand, if you have, in my opinion, made that mistake and bought it online trying to save a few bucks, and you take it to, you know, let's say a store like yours, I mean, first of all, you're going to take care of your customers, all right, that have bought from you. So that 24 to 48 hour thing is probably not going to apply in that case because you've got your own customers to take care of.
Yeah. Right now, Evo, where are we on service? 3 to 5 days in some cases?
Yeah. I mean, I would like to also mention that when you buy a bike from us, you become a club member, and that gives you a better pricing line. You're in a different queue.
Yeah.
So mentioning that, like a bike that you buy from us right now, 24 hours, you get it, 48 at the most, depending on what it is. But we are also servicing bikes that we didn't sell. We are basically doing mechanical work to any bike that comes in, e-bike or non-e-bike, you know, and electrically it's a little bit more tricky. So there's some brands and some manufacturers that we cannot service, mostly because of the part getting, you know, but we're open to work on just about anything. And right now, like if you are a club member, you walk in and you get your bike to service, it's done within 3 days is what we have right now. And for regular customers who did not buy the bike from us, 5 days your bike would be ready. You know, those right. those numbers kind of fluctuate, and depending on how available we are, we sometimes get it a lot earlier than that, you know.
Sure. All right.
Yeah, it's a seasonal business.
Yeah.
So summertime, those days are real,
yeah,
you know,
because really.
It's a busy store.
Right.
The wintertime, obviously, it slows down a little bit. Things are, you know, we can take on more.
Sure. Yeah. So with what you got going on right now, and somebody says, hey, you know, maybe a good presence for everybody and all is an e-bike. So what are you looking at as maybe a, we'll just call it an entry-level e-bike? And again, these may not be for you, but just what can, will somebody be looking at roughly for us?
So entry-level, starting price is around $1,400.
Okay.
And right now, it's interesting, we have consignment bikes, quite a few consignment bikes on in our inventory. People have upgraded, but some of these bikes that they upgraded from are really, really nice bikes. They're higher than a mid-ranged price bike.
Oh, okay.
And we're offering those at a discounted price as well. And so we don't ever really take bikes in on trade. And we need to know where that bike was from. So if somebody walks in off of the street yeah. and they go, here's my bike, can I consign that? No. Mm-hmm. Most likely the answer is no, because we consign bikes that are our customers' bikes.
Right.
And we know that bike. We know that service history.
Sure.
We're aware of that rider. There's customers out there, hard to believe, Scott, I know, but there's customers out there that you go, I don't even want that bike because you just beat the tar out of it.
Right, right.
And so it's all about a process. It's all about using discretion and making sure that we have a good, solid quality product to sell.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, want to mention this real quick. You'll hear Randy on our Sportsman of Colorado show as well, because e-bikes are super great for the outdoors and, you know, the hunting, fishing, camping, and just getting outdoors. But the International Sportsman's Expo is January the 12th through the 15th, so save the date there. I'll be getting some tickets in here pretty quick that we'll be giving away on both shows, Haystack Up Radio, as well as Sportsman of Colorado, and we'll do that. Sponsored by E-Bike of Colorado, so stay tuned over these next few weeks. Maybe you want a pair of tickets, but hopefully you can get out to the store before then. And it's 544 Front Street in Louisville. Once again, their number is 720-739-0299. Almost out of time here. Not much for a testimonial here from me on this segment, but we will do have Randy back on pretty quick here. And I'll tell you, I hadn't been on a bike in years and years, and I'm telling you, these e-bikes are so cool. And Randy, just, you know, the way the gears work, the smoothness of it, using the throttle if you just need to get across the street real quick is real good. And plus, you know, I had a knee replacement a couple of years ago, but it's allowed me with that pedal assist to keep the same amount of pressure on my legs as I want, you know, and I mean, man, it has just been super, super cool. So, boy,
strengthening those knees,
absolutely,
it?
Yeah,
it does.
And you know what? I want to say this real quick too, because I think a lot of people, I've mentioned it before to people, you know, e-bike. Well, I don't want one of those. I want a bike that I can get exercise on. I'm like, okay, all right, look, we'll have to do this on another segment, but I promise you, it's up to you what the exercise level that you want, and that's what's really cool about it. Because I mean, hey, you can go ride 10 miles and, you know, 35 minutes or an hour, whatever you want it to be. And they are very, very cool. And I promise you, nobody's going to have more to show you than E-Bike of Colorado, Colorado's largest premier electric bike dealer. So get by and see them, 544 Front Street in Louisville. Let them know you heard them here on KLZ 560, and we'd appreciate that as well. And once again, the number 720-739-0299. So, Evo, it's been great to have you in.
Thank you very much.
We'll do this again with you as well.
Absolutely.
All right, Randy, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Scott.
You're listening to, Sportsman of Colorado. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll take a quick break and be back with more right after this.
Hey, Dan, you know, our jobs are pretty different. I'm a baseball announcer, you're an attorney and a talk show host.
Yeah, but we do have something in common.
Really? What's that?
Our favorite car dealer, Len Lyle Chevrolet.
Yeah, definitely not your typical dealership.
That's so true, Jack. No high-pressure sales tactics. They respect your time. And when you have two jobs, that's important.
You know, I'd recommend Len Lyle Chevrolet to anyone. And with their low overhead, that means
lower prices. Yeah, we really do have something in common.
Len Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
You're listening to KLZ 560, your home station.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And we'd like to welcome you to Your Health Matters. Once again, we appreciate you starting your week off with us once again. As mentioned, our show is brought to you by Integrated Health Systems. Their number, 303-781-5617. Always good to have Dr. Shane Stedman with us, the owner of Integrated Health Systems. Dr. Stedman, happy Monday to you. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you so much. You know, I was thinking there as the music was just playing and just thinking about meeting you the number of years ago that we did and where your practice, you know, was when we met, 10, 12 years ago to where it is today. What's changed the most in just, you know, what you were kind of treating folks with, you know, back when you started to what it's grown to today?
It's a funny question you asked because this morning I was doing a podcast and I kind of got asked that same question of like, you know, what has changed over the years.
Really?
I mean, just the simple fact that I did a podcast today.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my goodness. You know, I think, that's a great, you always throw me a fun curveball. Here's what's definitely changed. You know, if we look at it from a functional medicine standpoint, I think what's really big, one of the biggest changes that I've seen, and I'm going to answer this maybe in three different answers, but on the functional medicine side, a root cause approach, I would say that's probably been one of the biggest shifts that I've seen kind of in my practice too, but, you know, just even out there because, you know, back in the day, even in school, you know, I remember learning about thyroid, and the teacher was like, yeah, you just give them iodine. Now you fast forward, and iodine is like one of the things that you probably wouldn't give somebody because that's really not their issue. You know, it's like there's all these other issues, and iodine is probably one of the very few things that you would do with a patient.
Mm-hmm.
So that's changed quite a bit over the years, which is interesting. I think on the neurology side, probably been our rehab, you know, just tools.
Sure.
You know, when I was first in practice, you know, we had an upper body bike. We had some gym balls. We had some fun glasses, you know, and that's about it. And now, you know, like sometimes I walk into the rehab part of the office and I look and I got a rotational chair that can spin people around. I have vestibular goggles that are, you know, that we can look at their eyes on a big television. You know, I got a cardiovascular machine that measures autonomic function and hooks people up to EKGs and blood pressures and pulse oxes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just interesting because I remember back in the day I had one pulse ox that cost me $350 because nobody had pulse oxes. And now you can buy them at Walgreens for like $30. You know, we got infrared goggles that go on these really cool flat screen televisions. And the first pair of infrared goggles I had weren't even infrared. They were like a little camera that was cut into swim goggles that hooked up to a little 3-inch television.
Wow.
That's how much it makes me feel like I'm old now. But there's been some like really big changes over the years. And I would say just overall, just research.
Sure.
I mean, the amount of research has just been unreal. Some of the things they're researching now, I was actually doing a seminar over the weekend on longevity. You know, they're talking about aging and all the different markers now and blood markers that they're starting to look at for aging and some of the things that we can look at that those things weren't even in existence when I first got in practice. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of changes, a lot of changes.
Yeah, absolutely. And real quick, just curious, when people come in for these neurological testing and maybe they see some of these things that you have, probably on one hand they're like, what in the world is this? But then on the other hand they're probably like, man, I'll do anything you want me to do, put on glasses, do whatever, because I'm looking for answers. But or some people kind of just like freaked out a little bit about, you know, what are we doing with this?
Yeah, sometimes, but, you know, I think with the consultations, you know, we kind of explain to people this is what to expect. And I think you kind of hit on the nail on the head. I think a lot of people are just, they don't care. They're like, I just figured this out. You know, I don't want to live like this anymore. So just whatever mm-hmm. it takes, just tell me what's wrong with me so I know which direction to go. Because I think with anything, whether it be, you know, fixing the plumbing in your house to, you know, sure. your health, if you don't know what's going on, it's so frustrating.
Right.
You know? And so I think people are just done being frustrated.
And probably a lot of people, you know, that come to your office, I mean, and again, I'm not saying that normal primary care doctors haven't helped some folks, but they're certainly not doing the testing that you're doing. And I think once they get there and realize the amount of time that you spend with patients, and I think that's a key right there, because that's all we've heard all throughout the years. And I know when we come there, you know, I mean, the time that you spend with us just to explain things and, again, going to that root cause is key, because so many times a regular doctor, here's the prescription, or we can't help you, or here's the surgery, or whatever the case may be.
Yeah. You know, this morning on the podcast, the guy interviewing me, he asked, if you had to change one thing in traditional medicine, what would it be? I was like, whoa, that's a big question. And I actually told him, I think allowing doctors and providers to have more time with their patients, that would be the one thing that I would change if I could change traditional Western medicine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Because I don't think it's the doctors and the providers. I think their intent and their desire to help people is incredibly high.
Sure.
But I don't feel like they're giving enough time to figure it out.
Yeah. No, I believe you're 100% right. Dr. Shane Stebbins is our guest. Once again, our show is brought to you by Integrated Health Systems. Well, it's getting to be that time of year where probably the last thing on your mind is having good nutrition, okay? All we've been through with Thanksgiving and now the holiday parties and the cookies are everywhere and all the things maybe clients bring to the office for people to eat on and all that. But we're going to talk about nutrition today and the importance of it. Hey, the New Year's around the corner. And usually somewhere, and it's usually 1 through 3 somewhere in the top resolutions people make of getting healthy in whatever form that is, maybe working out more, eating right, whatever the case may be. Getting healthy is a word. So, Dr. Stebbins, let's kind of start there. Good health can mean a lot of things to a lot of people. They say, hey, I just don't go to the doctor much, whatever the case may be. How do you kind of define, you know, someone being healthy?
You know, healthy is, oh, man, that's a great question. Actually, it's a good question because I told you I was actually at a seminar all weekend on actually longevity and health. And that's what they're actually trying to define. So they're actually talking about like lifespan, and then they actually threw out a term called a health span. You know, so over your, you know, if you live to be, you know, if you live for 90 years, how many of those years are you actually healthy? And that's a really interesting concept because some people are unhealthy at the age of 20, and so they actually have 20 years of health span, and the other 70 years, they're fighting conditions and fighting diseases, you know? So that is a great question of what defines healthy. And, you know, and I think a lot of people would say like, you know, no pain and energy, you know, but as you get older, you get aches and pains, you know, but you could still be healthy, but you're starting to see some of the degradation, you know, of your body that just kind of naturally takes place. But I mean, there's, they're actually doing a, it was interesting. They kind of start off the seminar talking about a lady who, she was 110, and her daily habits is that she would wake up and she would have a cigarette. She would go, she was in assisted living, she'd go and hang out with her friends, and then they would have breakfast together, and then she would visit with somebody else, and she'd go do some activities, and she would have another cigarette, and then she would help, like, chop up vegetables, and then she'd hang out with her friends, and she would have another cigarette, and then she would have a cigarette before she went to bed. So they're, like, looking at this going, like, how is it that this lady was able to live that long?
Yeah. Good.
And you know, you know, it's like, and I think that's what kind of started off this whole, like, that's a great question of health is, what is health? I mean, obviously smoking a cigarette at age 110, 3 to 4 times a day, nobody would say that's healthy or that you're a person, but she was super happy. But that was the whole story that they did on this lady. She was very happy. She was loving life. She was doing everything. She had a sense of community. She had a sense of purpose. And I would say as I get older and older and older in my career, I would say that healthy has got to be somewhere with, do you have a community? Do you have a purpose? And do you get to do the things that you love? And maybe there's somewhere in there is the definition of health.
Sure.
Because, I mean, George Burns smoked, what, 4 cigars until the age of 96.
Right, right, day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember there was a guy on Jay Leno back in the day that had a Twinkie a day.
I remember that.
For his entire life. And you're like, how is it that he can have a Twinkie and he's still loving life? And so, you know, that's what they're saying. That's like, I think healthy is like, do you have a community? Do you have a purpose? And do you get to do what you love? And maybe it's somewhere in there. But that's going to throw us on rabbit trails. But I think
I know what you mean.
And it, my brain just.
Sure. But, you know, I mean, and it is a makeup, I think, probably of the three things you just kind of talked about, the physical side, the mental side, the social well-being, because if you leave any one of those out, you're not going to be a healthy person.
Yeah, you see that. I mean, we saw that with the pandemic. I mean, sure. I've already had that twice today with patients that they knew somebody that was isolated and lonely. And ever since then, one of the patients, she's telling me that her grandfather was isolated during the pandemic because he was trying to be safe. He got super lonely and now he has dementia. Is that a cause and effect? I'm not too sure, but he's no longer in a healthy state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt.
I do agree. I think there's got to be a psychological, you know, psychosocial and physical aspect to it.
Right. You know, we've talked about this for a few years, but I think it's just time we all invest in our health a little bit, invest in yourself. And I think it kind of starts, you got to look at you, because you can't be a help to your family or other family members that might need you if you're not healthy. And again, that covers a big gamut there, which we'll talk about over these next few weeks. But I think the importance is investing in yourself. And really, I think one key is probably not just going to a doctor when you're sick. And that may sound weird to go when you're well, but you know what? Starting out the year with getting some good blood work, getting that baseline, just see what's going on to start the year. Invest in your health just to start out the year here. And, man, if we all did that, we would probably be a lot better off.
Yeah, and, you know, and I think there's always a starting point. You know, it's funny, I was actually talking to another – I had this conversation a lot today with patients. You know, I had another patient we were talking about. You know, he was wearing sweatpants. And he goes, I was wearing sweatpants today in case I accidentally go to the gym. so we were having a nice laugh, you know, and he's like, he goes, sometimes just, he goes, the motivation to make those changes sometimes is super hard. And he goes, especially over the holidays and it's dark outside and there's snacks and there's this and there's that. And so sometimes that first part of the year, you know, is just a good time to say, you know what, the holidays are done. Let me get my things together again and let me see, you know, do I have inflammation? Do I have, you know, thyroid issues? How is my blood sugar? You know, and let's get back on track. And that's a good time to do it because you don't have any more holidays. All we got is the Super Bowl coming up, and we all know the Broncos aren't going to be in it. So
yeah, like no
right
doubt.
Now, January until sometime in the spring to say, hey, let's just take this time and get healthy and let's look at some labs, let's get checked out and let's have a plan.
Right. You know, I can't think of very few health conditions, medical conditions, whatever you want to call it, that we've discussed with you, Dr. Maynard, doesn't matter, that somehow our diet, our nutrition doesn't play a role in that health issue. There's not many, is there?
There's not many, you know, and there's not many because I think, you know, one of the things I was actually, we were talking about this morning with the nutritionist is that, you know, there's things that we have control of, and those are the things that we put into our body or we put on our body, you know, and so nutrition definitely plays a big role because you do have, you know, you have to put things on a fork and put it into your mouth, you know, so we know, like, you don't have to put certain things in your mouth, and we know that you can make significant changes just by changing your diet and changing your blood sugar regulations. I mean, it was interesting with some of the longevity studies that one of the biggest things that they're showing is like a consistent factor over and over and over again mm-hmm. is calories. Just not having excess calories was just one thing that is a big theme throughout all of the research. Calories is what you put in your body. So, you know, you can put in a good caloric intake of healthy food, and that could be significant enough for long-term health.
Sure. Absolutely. Dr. Shane Steadman's our guest. Once again, it's Integrated Health Systems. And Dr. Steadman's kind enough to give our listeners here to Your Health Matters a free initial consultation. The number is 303-781-5617. All right, so you've got a nutritionist there. So let's kind of talk about some of the benefits that you can share, you know, that you share with your patients of working with a nutritionist.
I think the first and probably the biggest is accountability.
Yeah.
Because I think we all succeed better when we're accountable to something or someone. You know, and it's hard to be accountable to ourselves. You know, and people go, oh, no, I can do it. And I'm like, oh, sure. You know, but until you can't, you know, and I think a lot of people, when they have to meet with somebody, you go, nope, I don't want to do that because I have to face the music, you know, and it's not like bad, but we all have to sit there and at some point say, I did a good job this week or I did not do a good job this week. And if you didn't, then let's how do we make it better?
Sure.
So you don't want to issue all, but how do we make it better? How do we support you better? What tools do we need and why? And I think those are the biggest pieces because when it comes to like diet and nutrition, what I've seen over the years is there's so many different whys. You know, you can have a spouse that's not super supportive. You can have self-sabotage. You can have self-worth issues. Mm-hmm. You can have, you know, all these issues that aren't bad. You just have to identify those. And sometimes when you're doing diet and nutrition and working with a nutritionist, those are the pieces that you get to figure out along the way is why do I struggle at this, you know?
Sure.
And I think that accountability is a really big piece of identifying those obstacles.
Absolutely. And, you know, we heard this all throughout the, you know, with COVID and all the different things. We heard the term underlying conditions. And, I mean, that could be probably another whole show, what all that could be made up of. But I think also with the proper nutrition and the coaching, you know, that nutritionist can help us, you know, manage all these chronic diseases, you know, diabetes, heart disease, all that kind of, all those kind of things with just staying on top of your diet and understanding what different foods do to your body. Because, I mean, hey, we don't know that, but that nutritionist does.
Yeah, no, 100%. And I think what's interesting about that too is there, you have these things like continuous glucose monitors, you know, and you can easily, you know, look at those monitors and you can eat food and you can see immediately what the impact is. And I think that's what's actually really fascinating is that we even have that kind of technology now to look at that stuff. You know, we don't have to guess anymore. You can put, you know, you can eat a piece of pizza, look at your glucose monitor and go, whoa, that does not do well with me.
You know,
that's my blood sugar.
Sure.
And I think those the really cool pieces that we have at our fingertips nowadays.
Right. And, you know, I don't know if there's ever been a time where we've heard more about food allergies. And I would assume, so you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm sure there's some people that come in there, they start writing down maybe what they're eating with your nutritionist, and then it may take a few visits, whatever, but then they find out they were actually allergic to maybe, quote, a good healthy food that may be on a list of something that's good and healthy for a lot of people, but they were allergic to it, and they would have never known it if they hadn't come to a nutritionist.
Yeah, no, I agree. And those food allergies can really create havoc. I mean, I've seen people cut out a healthy food that they're allergic to, but it was causing inflammation. As soon as they cut that out, they just start shedding weight. And you're like, whoa, I would have never thought that, you know, cauliflower was unhealthy for you, or, you know, green beans or something like that, which I'm sure Scott's thinking, I have an allergy to all those.
Exactly. Green, dude. Don't say, don't put the word green in it. Yeah. Absolutely. So, you know, when you talk about all the gluten thing, and I mean, gosh, that's grown. I mean, not too many restaurants you walk in today don't have some type of gluten-free menu. Would you say that's probably one big area of this whole autoimmune thing and all that is, boy, this gluten topic?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, gluten doesn't have to be, you know, the biggest issue, you know, per se, but what it is, in my opinion, I think is a lot of the, you know, there's a lot of like Roundup or there's glyphosate and stuff like that, you know, they say, I mean, I've talked to even farmers, they talk about how they spray the crops with Roundup and, you know, in all those kind of pesticides. And I wonder how much of it is that, where you're consuming, you know, foods that have been, you know, sprayed, you know, two or three times, you know, with some of these chemicals, and then we consume them. And then our body says, I don't like that food anymore because it's associated with this chemical,
mm-hmm.
you know, because hear people going to Europe and all these other countries, they don't have any issues. But here in the United States, they definitely have a ton. And I would say that's a big one that we see really kind of wrecks people's health. And there's definitely connections with, you know, wheat and, for instance, like diabetes. That's a huge connection. That's I mean, I was at Children's Hospital just a couple weeks ago, and I saw the huge sign that talked about celiac disease and diabetes. And I was like, well, that's way cool that they're now talking about it. That's been in the research for a long time, you know, and there's a lot of like correlation with wheat and thyroid disorders. I think wheat is probably one of the bigger food allergies out there.
Sure. Last couple of minutes here with Dr. Shane Stedman. Once again, it's about Integrated Health Systems. Their number, 303-781-5617. You know, and also, and I mean, well, I've heard this all from you over through the years, you know, the whole meal planning idea, and that may sound like a pain to a lot of people, but sitting down with your nutritionist, they can help us tailor menus, you know, that are good for us to make sure we're getting the proper nutrients and having a plan. Very few things go well without a proper plan, including weight loss or just trying to concentrate on good nutrition, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't have to be hard. Meal planning doesn't have to be hard or time-consuming. And I think sometimes people think that and go, geez, I don't have the time for that. But you know, sometimes actually it makes life easy. You know, if anybody's ever like tried meal planning, it might take you like an hour or two, you know, at the most on a Sunday. But man, talk about the amount of free time you have for the week, or the amount of times that you don't have to splurge or drive somewhere and pick up food or spend the extra money on delivery services. I mean, it's like sometimes meal planning will actually save you time and save you money in the long run, you know, but you have to look on the back end, not the front end.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So what are you seeing? You know, we talked about this through the COVID and all the pandemic and all, as well as, you know, teens and all too, and, you know, type 2 diabetes. Are you seeing ramifications of what we've been through these last few years, even getting down to the weight, and maybe teens need to get into better nutrition and parents need to help with that?
Yeah, I mean, we've definitely seen – I mean, seeing it across the board, I mean, a lot of people gained weight over the pandemic, you know, so that's definitely something that, you know, we're kind of reaching towards the end of that. And it's probably a good time to get on board and get some of the, you know, they called it like the COVID-19, you know, pounds down.
Exactly.
You know? But yeah, I mean, we saw definitely a lot of that. And stress doesn't help either. You know, I think the amount of stress that the population was under, I mean, that can really drive your blood sugar. So, you know, I think to say, hey, you know, we've got the new year coming up, and, you know, to you know, let's do a consult. Let's see, you know, what that looks like and get a plan. It's easier to start a plan now than it is to try to start a plan in January. You know, it's like, let's do the work now. Let's get the blood work now, and let's develop a plan in January to work on, work on weight and nutrition and health and meal planning and, you know, maybe a detox and, you know, all those other things, whether it's, you know, an adult or a kid. I think we all kind of need to hit the reset button.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, one time a couple years ago, I remember we talked about this, and you were just talking about, like, just like the health benefits of just losing 10% of your current weight. And I actually did that, you know, a couple years ago, a year and a half ago or so, and then we did some blood work, compared it, and there were, and I can't remember offhand, but there were several different numbers on my blood work that changed. And, again, just 10%. So, you know, maybe you're, and we'll talk about this over the next few weeks, Dr. Stedman and all, but as far as setting goals and how to be successful and a weight loss, but again, it's that lifestyle change that you've got to understand that it's going to take. It's not just a diet, but 10% of your current body weight can make vast differences in your health, can it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It doesn't have to be a lot of work, you know? I mean, sometimes it feels like it, but 10%. Doesn't have to be a lot, and that's a great place to start.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Dr. Stedman, hey, we look forward to 2023 with you, and we want to thank you and Dr. Maynard for your time and all that you've done to help our listeners and help me and my wife as well. And we're going to get back on board here with you as well, again, get some good blood work, and make 2023 the year you get healthy, folks. That's our challenge to you today. And it all starts with giving Dr. Stedman a call, 303-781-5617, Integrated Health Systems. Dr. Stedman, thank you for your time, sir, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, thank you. Thanks for being with us today for Your Health Matters.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation. 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Stedman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.